But he's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play, Winston with three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! The cut in time, touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good evening from West Green High School. Tonight, Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network jointly present the WPIAL Class 1A Boys Basketball Playoffs. Hi friends, I'm Nate Rigotti, Jack Sacco along for the ride as well. The 8th-seeded West Green Pioneers host the 9th-seeded Avella Eagles. West Green is in the playoffs for the 8th time in 9 years, and the Eagles are in for a second consecutive year after a one-and-done a season ago. The two teams square off in the first round tonight for a chance to take on the top seed and defending champion, Amani Christian Academy. Tonight's game is brought to you by our presenting sponsors, First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. The Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractors since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And the Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington and on Main Street in Hickory, online dayinsurance.com. We'll take a look at these two teams and the entire Class 1A bracket when we come back on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Back here at West Green High School getting set for tonight's first-round matchup between the Pioneers and the Avella Eagles. Nate Rigotti, I'd like to welcome in my partner, Jack Sacco. Jack, let's take a look at this bracket. West Green, the 8 seed. Avella, the 9 seed. They await the winner, or they await the number one overall seed, the winner tonight, in Amani Christian Academy. The Saints looking for a second straight championship.
Yes, Amani really seems to be that favorite in single A. Neighborhood Academy is probably the next best matchup for Imani. But as we know, they swept Neighborhood Academy in the regular season. So right now it just seems, can any of these teams knock off Imani Christian, especially on this side of the bracket where we have Imani and then the number four-seeded Monessen Greyhounds, who they've had their ups and downs this season, but when they're playing well, that's a team that it can play some very solid basketball.
The Greyhounds taking on Summit Academy tonight at Monessen. The winner of that game will take on the winner of number 5 Union and number 12 Hillel Academy. Over on the other side of the bracket, you heard Jack mention Neighborhood Academy has the number 2 seed and the only other bye with Imani in this bracket. They await the winner of Aquinas Academy and California. And then on the bottom half of that other side of the bracket, Jack, you have Rochester and St. Joseph. Rochester, the number 3 up there in Beaver County. St. Joe's at 14. Carleton is number 6. They play host to the Jefferson Morgan Rockets tonight. The Rockets, the number 11 seed. But you're right. It's really between what people have said. If you look at all the predictions, Imani and Neighborhood Academy are the top two. It's teams like West Green and Novella here tonight that are trying to knock off one of those top two teams.
Yeah, just get your foot in the door. Try to get that matchup. And then, you know, it's playoff basketball. Anything can happen.
Two public schools squaring off tonight. Just want to throw that out there in a bracket full of a lot of private schools here in Class 1A. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll take a look at this Avella team and the Pioneers here on Greensports.net and WJPA.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
The West Green Pioneers come into this game as the number 8 seed, 15-8 overall, 8-2 out of section number 2, finished behind Monessen there, but the Pioneers had that big win over the Greyhounds. Meanwhile, Avella, the number 9 seed, these Eagles play in a tough section. They have just a 9-13 overall record. They had a losing section record at 4-6, but they get the 9 seed in a section with Rochester, Union, Carleton. That's a pretty tough section up there in Section 1, Jack.
Absolutely. That's definitely the most hotly contested section in terms of having good teams. There's no freebies in that one. You're going to have to play some good basketball to even get into the playoffs in that section in single A.
West Green comes into this game on a 4-game winning streak. Wins over Jefferson Morgan, Carmichael's, Mapletown, and Bentworth. The Pioneers are winners of 10 of their last 12. Meanwhile, for Avella, it's quite the opposite. 4 straight losses. for the Eagles. They've lost six of their last seven. You play all year to get here to play playoff basketball, Jack, and you want to be playing your best. It seems like West Green is. Avella has something, I think, to prove tonight.
Yes, definitely in a slide right now. That's not how you want to enter the playoffs, as you mentioned. But I'm sure that this team is confident that they can come out here and compete. They are the 9 seed going against the 8, so that would tell you that this is supposed to be the most evenly matched game in the first round. So Avella will have to play good basketball. They're going to have to really pressure West Green, try to force them out of the paint, as this isn't a Pioneers team that is strong shooting outside the arc. They're not going to light you up from the three-point line. So if they can play well for some turnovers, they can definitely make a dent.
Leading scorer for the Pioneers is Lane Allison. He just hit his 1,000th point in a win over Bentworth on Monday. He averages 19 points a game. He's the only one that you might see try to shoot it outside. Talked to head coach Jim Romanis of West Green before this game. The Pioneers play a lot of post. They've played a lot of box-and-one defenses this year, but people trying to man up Lane Allison. But this is a West Green team that will attack the paint. They're not a dribble drive. They're going to bring their post men out and try to play the basketball that way.
Yes, many teams, when you hear that term ISO in basketball, you kind of think, you know, one-on-one at the three-point line. But this is a team that can go a lot of ISO ball in high and low post, create some opportunities for their big men, get some off-ball movement, getting downhill towards the rim as well. So you have to definitely watch out for that when you see this Pioneers team. And as you mentioned, Allison is someone who can create his own shots, create opportunities for his teammates. So you got to start there by keeping an eye on Allison.
Well, Avella has a 1,000-point scorer of their own, by the way. Wesley Berchanti, a senior on this Eagles team. He just hit his 1,000th point 2 weeks ago. Versus Union in 1 week in December. He dropped 30 points in one game against Freedom, 29 against Mapletown the very next game. Berchanti, someone that the Pioneers have to watch tonight.
Yes, and it's something to note that Berchanti's the only senior playing in this game tonight between both teams.
That's right.
Avella, very young team in their own right. As I mentioned, Berchanti, the only senior. Well, West Green doesn't have any. Obviously, both teams are kind of in that position where you don't have too much experience, but if there was a team that has that advantage, you'd have to think that it would be Avella with that senior leader in Berchanti.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism in this gymnasium. Two playoff teams, just one senior among them. As Jack said, no seniors on a West Green team that have graduated, several of them, their leading scorers over the last several seasons. Now a younger team. They finished second in the section, had that big win over Manesson this year. A lot of optimism on the West Green bench, even heading into the next season. But right now they have a chance to put up a playoff win in their home gym, something that's really flipped with COVID. A lot of first-round games now being played at home. The Pioneers, 8 playoff appearances in the last 9 years. This is the first time they've been able to bring a game into their home gym in the postseason. I know head coach Jim Romanis is really excited about that. These two teams, Jack, have played each other once already this season. The Pioneers bested Avella in the very first game of the year back in December by just 3 points. Now, they've had a whole season of action in between there. Not the same two teams they were in December, but they are familiar with one another.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it brings even more into the intrigue of this game. We saw a hotly contested matchup the first time these two teams played. That was West Green's first game of the season, Avella's third. But these teams, I'm sure, have done their scouting, and with that previous game, that just goes much more into it. You have all that film now that you can go back, watch, and try to kind of play off of that, despite that knowledge that, okay, these are two very different teams than they were back in December.
Well, we talked about the two leading scores on each of their teams. West Green in that win over Avella, Allison put up 20, leading scorer for Avella. For Chaney, he had 17. Those are the two guys you want with the basketball If you're either of these coaches, those are the guys to watch tonight. So glad to have you on WJPA 95.3 FM in our downtown Washington studios, online at WJPA.com, here on greensports.net, and video on the NFHS Network. This is a great time to be able to bring all of this action to you. As you see on the video stream on NFHS, the fans full of royal blue, these teams with the same exact colors, so lots of royal blue here tonight for Avella and West Green. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups for the Pioneers and the Eagles as we start the Class 1A boys basketball playoffs here on greensports.net and WJPA. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. The Avella Eagles, the number 9 seed. Jack, why don't you give us the starters for Avella?
At guard, we have a sophomore, number 1, standing at 6 feet 0 inches, Bryce Wright. A senior guard, number 3, standing at 6 feet 1 inch, Wesley Bershanti. Sophomore guard, number 10, standing at 6 feet 0 inches, Nate Celia. Sophomore center, standing at 6'4", number 22, Cody Day. And a sophomore forward, standing at 6'0", number 23, Rylan Bell. And Avella is led by head coach Mike Masick.
And for the West Green Pioneers, the number 8 seed, 15-8 overall, 8-2 out of section number 2. We'll see 5'5 sophomore guard Darren Knight, 6'2 junior forward Parker Burns, 6' junior guard Patrick Durbin, 5'9 junior forward Lane Allison, and the 6'4 sophomore center Matthew Wassel. The Pioneers are led by head coach Jim Romanis. We're going to step aside one more time. Folks, when we come back, the Class 1A boys basketball playoffs will tip off here on greensports.net and WJPA.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer.
We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Into tip-off, Matthew Wassel for the West Green Pioneers. Cody Day for Avella. Day on the right side, Wassel on the left side. Ball is up, and the Pioneers start the game off with the basketball. Patrick Durbin with it. Now to Darren Knight, right side on the wing. Knight dribbling, brings it out. We'll hand that ball off to Lane Allison, who gives it back to Patrick Durbin. Durbin dribbling at the 10-foot volleyball line, right side. Bounce pass near corner to Wassel. Wassel can't penetrate. We'll kick it around the horn. All the way to the far corner, it goes to Parker Burns. Burns gives it to Knight, top of the key. Bounce pass now to Durbin in the near corner for three. Shot is up off the iron, no good from Lane Allison. And the Eagles with the rebound. Avella will have its first offensive possession. Along the baseline, Bryce Wright drives. That ball's knocked away. Loose underneath the basket, scrambling for it. Patrick Durbin picks it up for the Pioneers. Scoreless ball game, opening minute of the Class 1A boys basketball playoffs.
Strong defense from Allison, or from Wassel there.
Steal by the Eagles, up the left side, off the glass. No good there by Berchanti. Loose rebound of the near corner along the baseline. Grabbed by Celia for the Eagles, and Avella will set up the offense. Shooting to the basket to my left. Pass knocked away and out of bounds. Darren Knight for the Pioneers getting a hand on it. Avella will keep it, inbounding right in front of the Pioneer bench on the far side. Running the point here is Darren Knight. Knight passes right side to Berchanti. Berchanti swings it left side to Celia. Celia on the left wing. Cross-court pass for three. Bryce Wright misses everything. Rebound on the putback. No good there by Ryland Bell. Another chance underneath, and a foul will be called.
Yeah, that was not a great box out for anyone for West Green there. Fortunate to get the possession after multiple opportunities for Avella to get the ball in the basket.
West Green with the basketball. Left side. Here's Burns. Burns gives it to Durbin. In the paint, penetrating. Here's Darren Knight. Off the glass, it's good. Our first points of the ballgame belong to Darren Knight, 2-0 here in the first quarter.
Well-designed play. The seal from Wassel got him open to get downhill to get to the basket.
Top of the key. Here's Berchanti. Into the near corner, Celia. Celia for the Eagles, trailing 2-0. Opening 2.5 minutes. Baseline floater from the near side. Doesn't go for Celia. Rebound by Avella, but knocked away by the Pioneers. Here they come on a fast break. Lane Allison is denied. Great defense there by Avella. Bringing it the whole way the other way is Berchanti. His floater in the paint doesn't go, and a jump ball called on the rebound.
Yeah, Berchanti had the lane to the basket. No one really went up for the shot contest, but he was not able to get it in.
2-0, West Green leads. Avella with the basketball, inbounding underneath their own basket. In the corner, here's Bryce Wright for three. Brings it out to the wing, it doesn't go. Rebound fought for and won by Patrick Durbin of West Green. Durbin will bring it back up. West Green taking their time setting up the offense. Here's Darren Knight beyond the 10-foot volleyball line. Knight dribbling. Now has a defender as he passes it left side to Durbin. Durbin brings it back out to Allison. Picks it up at the left elbow. Swing it outside. Here's a long two-point shot near side. It's good for Parker Burns. 4-0 West Green in the early going.
West Green's had some solid opportunities. We saw that one go that time.
Pass knocked away here by the Pioneers. Turnover by Avella as West Green brings it back up the floor. Near side, Allison looked at one. Now will dribble into the paint. Gets double teamed, has to kick it out. Far side, Burns is fouled on the floor.
We thought maybe pregame that Avella would come out in a box and one. Right now they're employing a 3-2.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take 1-2. 4:25 to play first quarter. West Green 4, Avella nothing. We're back in a moment here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Out of the timeout, West Green's ball along the baseline. Leading 4-0, 4.5 minutes to play in this first quarter. Bounce pass inside, turning off the glass and good for Parker Burns. He has 4 points, and the Pioneers lead 6-0.
Yeah, Vela's got to tighten it up on defense. Right now their offense is not really getting good looks.
Baseline, great job, but off the glass it doesn't go for Burchani, and the rebound to the Pioneers. 6-0, West Green leads with the basketball. Far corner, Burns. Bring it out on the wing. Bounce pass to the baseline. Tried to give it away. Did Wassel, but nobody home as he throws it right into the Avella defender. Eagles with the basketball now. Shooting to the basket to my left. Here's Burchani. Inside the paint. Great bounce pass underneath. Too strong off the glass for Cody Day. Pioneers with the rebound.
Yeah, these opportunities at the rim for Avella, just they have not been able to convert any of them. They've had them, though.
Burns throws one up from the far baseline. It doesn't go. Avella trying the fast break. Dish it off in the paint. Kick it back out. Now to Bryce Wright. Wright, cross-court pass to Cilia. Cilia thought about the three. Hands it off to Burchani. Burchani puts up a long two from the right side with his foot on the three-point line. It doesn't go. Rebound and the putback here for Cody Day. That's no good. And again, a West Green rebound for Patrick Durbin.
Right now, West Green isn't doing a very good job on the offensive boards. They're not doing a good job boxing out, but Avella just has not been able to take advantage of any of those second chances.
Under 3 minutes to play first quarter, West Green leading 6-0. Near side, here's Burns trying to get it into the corner, and it's stolen away. Great job there by Ryan Bell. Loose basketball, and Avella comes away with it. Here's Cilia, top of the key, and he's fouled. This will go against Lane Allison. Stops the whistle with 2:31 to play first quarter. Glad to have you along here on WJPA and greensports.net. Video on the NFHS Network. Avella with the basketball, trailing 6-0. Top of the key here is Cilia. Left side of Burchani. Into the near corner, comes to Bell. Bell going to take a long two off the iron. It doesn't go. Rebound hauled in by Darren Knight of West Green. Durbin brings it up across the timeline. Near corner to Allison. Back to Durbin. Three-pointer from the right wing. Off the iron, doesn't go. Offensive rebound for Lane Allison, though. West Green can reset. Pass floated to the near corner to Burns. Burns gets it back out to Allison, swing it all the way to the far side to Wassel. Wassel now trying to find Allison at the top of the key. It's knocked away. Allison able to keep it, though. Back to Wassel, far corner. He'll bring it out to Knight. Knight swings it to Durbin, right side. Durbin back into the deep corner, near side to Burns. Bounce pass into the paint to Allison. He has to kick it back out. This is great passing by the Pioneers. And as I say that, one thrown right into the legs as Avella gets a breakaway out of it. They can't connect. It's Cilia who misses the wide-open layup, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of the Eagles. West Green will keep it.
Yeah, that's as easy as it's going to get on the fast break right there. That's just a shot you cannot miss.
6-0 West Green, 1:20 to play first quarter. Pass knocked away by the Eagles. That goes off the hands of Bryce Wright as Darren Knight was trying to pass that ball away.
That should be noted. There's been a ton of tipped passes from West Green. Avella really swarming to the ball right now.
Bringing the ball up the floor here is Darren Knight. Passes left side to Allison. Back to Knight. Knight all the way back at midcourt. Now gives it to the far side, or near side to Burns. Cross-court pass diagonal over to Durbin. picks up his dribble into the corner and out of Knight. Knight, Euro step through the paint, past the defender, off the glass and in. He has 4 points, and the Pioneers lead 8-0. Final minute first quarter. Avella still looking for their first points. And a pass away underneath the basket goes off the fingertips of Ryland Bell and out of bounds. Pioneers get the basketball right back.
And over 7 minutes into this game, Avella still doesn't have a basket. They've had the opportunities. They need to get something going here in this last minute.
Durbin taking his time between midcourt and the 10-foot volleyball line into the left elbow to Knight, and his pass knocked away and out of bounds off the Eagles. We'll stay with West Green. Just a half a minute remaining in this first quarter. It'll be Burns who will key the ball in. Checking into the game once again is Cody Day, as Ryland Bell will have a seat before the end of this first quarter. Bounce pass in to Durbin. Durbin's pass nearly knocked away. He's able to keep it, though, and then tied up well. Good defense there from Nate Celia of Avella. Jump ball will keep the arrow with the Pioneers here. Pioneers will inbound it. Spread out all over the floor there, all the way into the backcourt. Bounce pass to Durbin. Top of the key, left side. Allison takes an open three. Off the front of the iron, it doesn't go. Rebound batted around and into the hands of Cameron Ullum of Avella. Final 15 seconds, trying to push the issue, and a charge there on Wesley Burchani. The offensive foul called against Burchani as he just drove in there on a triple team to everybody into the paint, put a shoulder down, and picks up the foul.
A smart play from Allison to step up and take that charge, as Burchani was really running in there with reckless abandon, not really having any clue where he was going, and it cost him.
Final 10 seconds of the quarter. Allison wide open, far corner for three. Off the iron, it doesn't go. Rebound for Cody Day. Scramble on the floor, and a foul called with a second on the clock. This one going to go against the Pioneers. Be the fourth team foul in the quarter. And they call that one on Allison. He picks up his second. He's going to come out here for this final second of the first quarter. Checking in now is Will Shipman, the sixth man for West Green. Pioneers with full court pressure here. Eagles inbound. Here's a second. Baseball throw doesn't go. End of one. West Green 8. Avella nothing here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
A fast-paced first quarter. Avella has nothing to show for it. It's 8-0 West Green after one. We start the second. Avella has the basketball. Celia trying to pass that one. It's kicked by the Pioneers. Avella just looking for any type of points here after 8 minutes and a goose egg still on the board.
Yeah, and that's especially bad when you consider the opportunities they had. Lots of chances at the basket right next to it, just not able to get it in.
Far corner. Here's Bryce Wright dribbling, brings it back out to the top of the key to Celia. He passes left side to Fuller. Fuller puts up a triple. It doesn't go. Offensive rebound, though, for Burchani. Keeps it with Avella. Burchani, top of the key, bounce pass right side to Wright. He'll put up a three, and that one's nothing but net. Bryce Wright gets Avella on the board. It's 8-3. Pioneers with the basketball, leading by five. Opening minute of the second quarter. Avella fans come to life. Burns gives it to Wassel on the block, into Shipman, floater in the paint, good for Will Shipman, makes it 10-3.
Good look. When they've been able to get the ball to Wassel down low, it's been very beneficial.
Right. Pass all the way along the baseline. Goes out to Celia, who misses the three. Rebound on the floor. A scramble and a jump ball called. The arrow will give it to the Pioneers.
And once again, going over Wassel was the Avella rebounders. West Green needs to do a better job on the offensive glass, boxing out right there. Once again, fortunate to get the ball after it rolled around.
7-point advantage for the Pioneers with the basketball. First round Class 1A boys basketball playoffs. Allison with it for West Green. Gives it to Knight, near side. Burns with it. Bring it back out to Allison. Back to Burns, right wing. Dribbles in, takes an 8-footer that banks off the glass and in. Parker Burns with 6 points.
Yeah, Burns is a guy on this West Green team who can make some shots from mid-range and in. Right there, you saw him bank one.
Pass knocked away by Darren Knight. Pioneers will bring it up the floor. Here's Burns, left side, off the glass. It's good again. Parker Burns with 8. And the Pioneers' lead now is double digits. 14-3, West Green over Avella.
Avella's done a strong job defensively in the half-court game, but if they're going to give them turnovers and fast break opportunities, that's going to put them really behind the eight ball.
Fade away from the right elbow falls in for Burchani, who has his first points of the basketball game. It's 14-5. Pioneers now dealing with a full court press. Shipman picks up the dribble, and it's knocked away by Burchani, and Burchani's fouled in transition.
Yeah, Shipman really just committed a cardinal sin of picking the ball up right at the half court, especially once you've already passed. That's going to put you in a really tough spot, and it led to the turnover.
Call that foul on Parker Burns of West Green. That's his second, team first of this second quarter. Avella will inbound underneath their own basket. In quickly to the far corner for three. It's good. Bryce Wright hits another. He has two triples. It's now 14-8. Full court pressure here from the Eagles. And on that full court pressure, the ball knocked away by Burchani out of bounds. West Green will keep it.
This season, the Eagles have shown when they get kind of backs to the wall, they'll go to this full court press, and they've been able to do it effectively.
Darren Knight will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Allison, right wing. Allison picks up his dribble, gives it to Durbin. Durbin to Knight, far corner, high arcing three. It swishes through for Darren Knight. He has 7, and it's back to a double-digit lead. I'm sorry, 9 points, 17-8. I can't do math here tonight. In the paint, jumper from the free throw line goes in there for Ryan Bell. His first points, it's 17-10. Full court pressure again, and the ball knocked away. It goes off the feet of Burchani, according to the officials.
I'd just like to point out on that three-pointer for West Green, that was a great seal from Matthew Wassel. That really allowed the shooter to go completely undefended.
Over 5 minutes remaining, second quarter. West Green with the ball, leading 17-10. Allison gives it to Durbin for three, left wing. Misses wide right, and a foul on the rebound. This is not good for West Green. This will be the third one on Lane Allison, their top scorer, now with 3 fouls. Still 5 minutes to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's really going to put them in a bad spot. As we know, Allison's the kind of the key leading scorer of this team, and I'd be surprised if you see much more of him before halftime, and we still have a ways to go in the second quarter.
Allison heads to the bench and slams the hardwood, drawing a reaction from the Avella fans. Nothing called over there as Avella has the ball now, trailing 17-10, under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Dribbling is Burchani on the left wing. Burchani kicks it to the far corner to Celia. Celia drives far baseline, tries to dish it off, and it goes off of West Green. Wassel got a hand in there to knock it away. It will stay with the Eagles here along the baseline. Checking into the game now for Avella is Braden Fuller, as Celia will have a seat. Inbounding the ball here is Fuller to the near side of his own basket. Fuller directing traffic, almost out of time, now gets it in to Bell all the way back at half court. Bell hands it back off to Fuller. Fuller dribbles to the right wing. patiently. Passes near side now to Wright. Wright directing traffic himself as he goes back towards the logo at midcourt. Now will pass left side to Fuller. Fuller just going to take the three himself off the back of the iron. Long rebound, and Avella able to keep it. It comes to Wright. Wright takes his own three. That's also off the back of the iron. And Darren Knight's there for the rebound for West Green. 17-10 Pioneers. 4 minutes to play first half. Bounce pass underneath on the left block. It's Wassel. He's defended well. Able to get a pass away to Shipman, who brings it back out to Durbin, and the Pioneers can reset. Knight, top of the key. One-handed pass into the paint to Shipman. He kicks it out to Durbin. Back to Knight. Straight on. Knight dribbling. Picks up his dribble. Sends it right side to Durbin. Durbin leaves it for Shipman in the near corner, and he's fouled, trying to bring it back out to the wing. This will go on Braden Fuller. It's the first one on Avella in this second quarter.
One thing I think we're going to see is Allison has to take a little bit of extended time on the bench. West Green's really going to have to go into their bag of tricks, go into some half-court sets, and maybe try to get some quick hitters that design guys open.
3.5 to play, second quarter. Still a 17-10 score in favor of West Green. Pioneers with the ball. Left side pass, not able to handle it as Shipman. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover that gives Avella the basketball. No pressure here from West Green. As they get back into the defensive position, Braden Fuller bring the ball up the floor. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Kick it back out to Bryce Wright. Wright misses everything. An air ball that's rebounded by Shipman of West Green.
We've really seen Avella try to get these shots from deep. They've hit a few. Seems like that's the game plan. It's try to let it rip.
There's a dribble and a handoff to Wassel, who has his first points of the game. 19-10 as he makes that one from the left block. Now Avella with it. In the paint here, denied is Rylan Bell by Wassel. Avella able to keep the possession, though. Fuller brings it out towards midcourt. Bounce pass into the paint. Bounce pass back to the far corner, now to Wright. Wright defended well. He misses everything again. He leaves a fadeaway short. Durbin with the rebound. Pioneers get the ball back once again. 2.5 minutes to play in the second quarter, leading 19-10. Durbin. High wing on the right side. Passes it to Shipman, who gives it back to Durbin. Back to Shipman. Little pitch and catch now into Burns at the right elbow. He creates some separation, and he misses his shot from the right side. Rebounded by Burchani. Coast to coast, and a foul called. Burchani will head to the free throw line. Just over 2 minutes remaining, second quarter, 19-10 West Green. And Wesley Burchani, the leading scorer on this Avella team, has just 2 points, goes to the free throw line for the first time. These will be our first two free throws put up in this game, and Burchani's first rattles out. Foul, by the way, was called on Durbin. That's his first for West Green, team third in the second quarter.
That was a strong decision from Burchanti, realizing that they had the advantage in transition.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take 1-2. 19-10. West Green leads. We're back in a moment here on thegreensports.net and WJPA.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Some out-of-town scores. Jack, you have them for us.
We have Quaker Valley 8, Uniontown 8. That's in the first. Woodland Hills 16, Trinity 12, late first there. South Allegheny 16, Mel Vernon has 12. That one is after one. Uniontown leads 12-10 over Quaker Valley. That's in the second. Manesson 18-11 over top of Summit Academy after one.
Burchani makes the second free throw, makes it 19-11. West Green breaks the full court pressure. Here's Burns in the near corner. Top of the key to Durbin. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. To Knight, left side. Now right wing to Durbin. Beyond the arc, gives it back to Knight. Knight as Vela comes out to play a high defense towards midcourt. That opens it up underneath for Burns. Off the glass, it doesn't go. Putback shot there is good. Parker Burns now in double digits with 10. It's a 21-11 lead for West Green.
The Eagles got a little too aggressive there, and it led Burns wide open in the paint.
Fuller on the right wing beyond the arc for Avella. Brings it back to the top of the key. Bounce pass to the left wing now. Inside on the left block and denied is Olam. Another block for Matt Wassel underneath. Full court pressure. Durbin in the backcourt gets it to Knight, who finally gets it across midcourt. Shipman gives it back to Knight. Dribble. Dish off to Wassel. It's good. Matthew Wassel now with 4 points. It's 23-11 West Green.
No look pass from Knight. Wassel left alone on the block.
Final minute of the first half. For three, far side. It goes in for Nate Cilia. Most of Avella's points have come from beyond the arc. Final 35 seconds. Durbin steps around a defender. It doesn't go. Wassel with the offensive rebound, but his pass into no man's land. Taken by Berchani the other way. Berchani lays it up. It doesn't go. Off the iron, no good. Avella with the offensive rebound, though. Three from deep once again. It's Nate Cilia.
That's a big momentum changer. That three.
Back-to-back. Back-to-back triples. And some action in the backcourt there as Shipman kept the dribble to the floor. Avella wanted the travel call, doesn't get it. Final 4 seconds and a hard foul underneath. Good sportsmanship there as driving in was Knight. Got knocked down hard by Cameron Ullum. This is a wild basketball game, Jack.
Yeah, it's moving very quickly. It's honestly hard to keep track of everything that's happening.
Are 3 seconds left in the half. 23-17. West Green with the lead. At the line to shoot two here is Darren Knight. Makes the first. Knight averages 4 points a game. A 64% free throw shooter this season. Final 3 seconds of this second quarter. Shot up and good for Knight. He has 9. See what Avella can do with 3 seconds. Inbounds pass to Fuller. Up from midcourt, doesn't go, and that's the end of the first half. With a score, West Green 25, Avella 17. We're back in a moment on greensports.net and WJPA.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Well, a fast-paced first half here in the Class 1A boys basketball playoffs. First round At halftime, West Green leads 25-17. Avella scoring all 17 of those points in the second quarter. Took a while for the Eagles to get on the scoreboard. The Pioneers led 8-0 after one, but each of them putting up 17 points in that second quarter, Jack.
Yeah, to go from 8 total points in the first quarter to 34 in the second. It felt like both of those quarters just flew by, but for different reasons. In the first quarter, didn't really seem like either team had really established an offensive tone. But in the second quarter, Avella really started to hit some shots, especially from the three-point line. West Green was getting some opportunities in the paint. That's exactly what they want to do, even without Allison on the court. So I'm intrigued to see what halftime adjustments are going to be made from each of these head coaches.
I really like the change of Avella going to the full court press. That really changed how comfortable West Green was. Certainly picked up the pace of the basketball game. But Avella right now living and dying by the three-point shot. Bryce Wright with two of them with 6 points. Nate Celia with two of them now with 6 points. Over half of their points coming from beyond the arc in this one. They've had some opportunities. Not all of them have fallen. But I'll go back to that moment when Bryce Wright hit them, and then Nate Celia had those back-to-back triples that really ignited Avella.
Yeah, that was big time. And, you know, they had 0 points in the first quarter, and that's obviously never how you want to start a game. But they had opportunities. They were getting good looks at the rim. Right now, it doesn't seem like Wesley Burchanti is really having, you know, his normal type of night. He's missed a lot of opportunities right at the rim. But they've been able to get the offense going in the second quarter. So I think that Avella would probably like to do something more sustainable than just having to force up three-pointers. But if they keep getting those open looks, they're going to take them.
Two 1,000-point scorers in this game. They have a total of 3 points. Big problem for West Green. Their leading scorer averages 19 points per game. Lane Allison on the bench for the majority of that second quarter with 3 fouls.
Yeah, and it seemed like those fouls just kind of, you know, none of them were really notable, anything to write home about, but those will add up. We saw the one about 70 feet away from the basket. He just kind of swiped at the ball handler. And, you know, those are ones that, especially once you're into foul trouble, you can't take those fouls in your own side of the court.
Leading scorer in the ball game is Parker Burns for West Green. Burns with 10, only player in double digits. Darren Knight also has 9 for the Pioneers. Rounding out the scoring for West Green, Matt Wassel, the big center underneath, has 4, and Will Shipman has 2. For Avella, the two leading scorers are the two guys who hit the two triples, Nate Celia and Bryce Wright, each with 6. Wesley Burchanti has 3. Ryan Bell has 2. Each team has used a timeout, each of them with 4 timeouts remaining going in to this second half. West Green not spending too much time in the locker room, already back out here on the floor and warming up. Got some scores for us?
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead, hit us.
So we have at the half, Woodland Hills leads over Trinity 33-25 in the second quarter. Quaker Valley leads 25-20 over Uniontown. We have that one at the half. Uniontown now leads 26-25, going on a 6-point run to end the half. And we have at the half Manesson leading 32-28 over Summit Academy, making that one a good ball game. And at the end of the first quarter, Winchester Thurston leads over top of Wash High 16-6.
Not sure if you gave this score. I was writing down some others. For the Green Sports listeners, Carlinton leading Jefferson Morgan at the half, 33-23. We're going to step aside here for a moment. We're so glad to have you along here, a joint broadcast tonight. Of course, the video stream on the NFHS Network, audio available, greensports.net, and on 95.3 FM WJPA in downtown Washington. A special thanks to Bill Chapo and the team back there in the studio on Main Street. We'll be back here for the second half in just a moment. This is greensports.net and WJPA.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
This event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the WPIAL, Greensports.net, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Hard to believe, 2024, and in for another championship season as the path to the peak starts here tonight. First round Class 1A boys basketball as we get set for the third quarter. West Green, the number 8 seed, hosting Avella, the number 9 seed. 25-17, the Pioneers have the lead at halftime. Winner of this game will move on to face the number 1 overall seed and defending champion Imani Christian Academy, the Saints, the heavy favorite to repeat, despite losing, by the way, their top two scorers from a season ago due to transfers out of state. But they're still the top dogs in Class 1A. And whoever wins this game here tonight between the Pioneers and the Eagles will have a shot to knock off the Saints next week. We start the third quarter. Avella gets the first possession. Top of the key here is Celia. Into the paint, kick it back out to Fuller for three. Off the iron, it doesn't go. Rebound batted around into the hands of Berchanti, who's fouled as he puts up a shot, and he'll head to the free throw line.
Once again, West Green giving Avella an opportunity on the offensive glass, and that will send Berchanti to the free throw line with that second chance.
Durbin picks up his second foul just in the first 14 seconds of the second half. Berchanti's first shot is good. Leading scorer on this Avella team throughout the regular season, but just 4 points here tonight. Avella trailing, definitely needs a little bit more production from their number one guy. Berchanti's second free throw doesn't go. He's now 2-for-4 at the line as West Green comes down with the rebound. Pioneers bring it the other way. Right wing, it's Knight. Dribbling, gives it to Durbin beyond the arc on the left side now. Durbin has yet to dribble, finally puts it on the floor. Dribbles around to the right wing, takes it in and has it knocked out. Officials say last touch by West Green, a Pioneer turnover that gives Avella the ball.
Yeah, West Green has not taken great care of the ball, and if they had, they'd probably be in a much better position, but they've been giving it away.
25-18, a block there by Wassel on the shot by Rylan Bell. West Green brings it up, breaks the press. Right side here, Shipman on the wing. Gives it back to Durbin in front of the scorer's table. Comes to the left side now to Knight. Pioneer shooting to the basket to my left. Knight takes it in, has a lane off the glass. It's good, and a foul. Count the bucket. Darren Knight, who averages just 4 points a game, now in double digits with 11, a chance to make it 12 at the line. They call the foul on Ryland Bell. That's his second.
He split the defenders there, and it left him a pretty open path through the basket, and the late contact gives him a three-point play.
Knight makes the shot. He has a dozen to lead all scorers. It's back to a double-digit lead for West Green, 28-18, under 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Near side, it's Knight. Back to the far side to Fuller. Fuller looking for somewhere to go. Avella in their royal blue jerseys with the gold numerals. Bounce pass into the paint to Bell. Kick it back out for three. Top of the key off the back of the iron from Celia. Offensive rebound, though, for Wright. Gives it to Berchani. Jumper at the free throw line. Misses everything. Fuller saves it from going out of bounds, but into the hands of West Green. Fuller hit the padding there by underneath the basket along the wall pretty hard. He has to get back on defense. No-look pass into the corner goes to no one. Durbin would have been better off to look for someone there as he just throws that one away. And a timeout taken by Avella. 6:12 to play, third quarter. West Green by 10. We're back in a moment here on GreenSports.net and WJPA.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Out of the timeout, bringing the ball up the floor is Braden Fuller for the Avella Eagles. Moving from left to right. Fuller, bounce pass near side to Celia on the wing. Into the right elbow to Berchanti. Out to Fuller on the left wing now. Fuller gives it back to Berchani. Takes a three. Off the front of the iron. It's no good. Rebound by Shipman. He feeds it up to Knight. Knight doesn't have the numbers. One on two. Off the glass. Too strong. And it's rebounded by Bryce Wright of Avella. Wright brings it back up the floor. Gives it to Fuller. Left corner for three. Off the iron. No good. Long rebound. Tipped around. It goes all the way into the backcourt. Darren Knight able to get it. He's denied underneath the basket. Blocked by Celia, but able to get the ball back and put it back up is Will Shipman.
Wow, great follow-up by Will Shipman getting that basket.
Here the West Green crowd go crazy. It's now 30-18. Avella nearly turns the ball over. Able to save it, though, there is Ryland Bell. With it now in the near corner is Bryce Wright. Kick it back out top of the key. Here's Celia for three. That one doesn't go. Rebounded by Shipman once again. In the backcourt, Durbin, long pass all the way up the floor to Burns, who's left alone. And with the defender on his back, he's able to make it. He now has a dozen. It's 32-18.
Strong finish from Burns. That ball got tipped from behind as he was going up, but he fought through the contact and got it to go.
Avella trailing with the basketball now. Left side, thinking about the three there was right. Doesn't pull the trigger. Gives it to Berchani. Berchani going to take the three, though. That one doesn't go. Rebound. Hard fought for and won by Celia. Celia with it. For three, far side, that one goes in. He has three triples, 9 points for Nate Celia, 32-21, the long ball keeping Avella in the game.
And once again, it was a second chance for Avella.
Durbin with it, left wing now for West Green. Into the corner to Wassel near side. Back out to the top of the key here to Knight. Knight double teamed and a reach-in foul going to be called here on Avella as Knight was trying to penetrate.
Yeah, that's a cheap foul to take for Berchanti. That's just a lazy one, really, not moving the feet to get in front of the man driving to the rim.
They actually called that on Fuller. Berchanti was there. It was a double team.
It must have been a block.
They get Fuller with that one. Halfway through the third quarter, 32-21, West Green leads. Parker Burns with it for the Pioneers. Into the far corner to Allison, who's back into the game with three fouls. Spent a lot of time riding the pine in that first half. Wassel, far corner, gives it back out to Durbin. To Knight, top of the key. Knight dribbling, finds Wassel in the far corner once again. Feed it into Allison. Right block, draws contact. He'll draw the foul and head to the free throw line. Foul will be called on Avella. They'll get Celia with his first. Allison, again, averaging 19 points a game, finally has his first point as he makes the first free throw.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Romanis wants to do, is get guys one-on-one on the low block, and it led to the free throws for Allison.
Second shot good for Lane Allison as well. He now has 2 points. It's a 34-21 lead for West Green. Here's Wright for three. He rattles one in. That's his third triple. Avella using this three ball to stay in the game and the full court pressure after the three. In the backcourt, Durbin with it. He's got to get it across here. Close to 10. He does, up to Burns. Burns, six-footer off the glass and in for Parker Burns. He has 14 to lead all scorers. 36-24. Bounce pass into paint for Avella is thrown away. It goes between the legs of Cody Day. And West Green trying to take it the coast to coast. And it's Lane Allison who draws a foul once again. Allison going back to the free throw line.
It should be noted, that shot is one that we saw West Green warming up on in warm-ups. The bank shot from the mid-range. We saw him go through a whole drill of just that shot.
And the first free throw rattles out after a trip around the rim for Allison. The foul, by the way, was on Braden Fuller. That's his third. 14 fouls now on Avella in this third quarter. Allison's second shot is good. 37-24, 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Avella with the basketball here. Fuller dribbling at the 10-foot volleyball line. Bounce pass to the right elbow. Now kick it out to Celia to right for three, far side. That misses everything. Celia trying to fight for the rebound, and a foul will be called on West Green.
And no box out there from Burns, and Celia went right around to get the rebound.
Burns picks up his second foul. Fuller for three near side for Avella. Might have grazed the rim, but pretty much missed everything there as well. Durbin with the rebound for the Pioneers as West Green brings it from right to left. Knight had the ball poked out from behind. It goes into the hands of Wassel, feeds it to Allison, and another foul. Lane Allison heading back to the free throw line, a third straight trip for the junior forward.
Yeah, they're doing a better job, West Green is, of getting the ball to Allison in advantageous opportunities.
Now, he gets to shoot two here because it was a shooting foul, but the first one rattles out. Here's the point I want to make. That's five team fouls now. This is a change in the rules in the PIAA boys basketball. There's no more one and one. The fouls reset at the end of every quarter as Allison makes the second. Any more fouls defensively against Avella will put West Green at the free throw line, an automatic double bonus. It's no longer double. It's just a regular bonus now. Avella has the ball, and they draw some contact. That's Cody Day who's going to get to go to the free throw line. It's the second team foul against West Green. I'm sorry, third against West Green in this third quarter. Again, it's a big rule change, Jack. No more one and one. It's not seven fouls and a half. It's five fouls a quarter. They reset at the end of each quarter. No more one and one. Just nothing but double bonus now as Cody Day makes the first one. 38-25. It's the third foul on Patrick Durbin, by the way. 2:15 to play, third quarter. A couple of substitutions as Shipman comes in for Durbin. On the clock in the third. Avella trailing at the free throw line. Shot no good there from Cody Day. And Wes Green with the rebound, but they lose it. Darren Knight couldn't hang on to it. And that gives the ball right back to the Eagles.
Yeah, sloppy play from Wes Green there. There was no reason to rush that.
Well, Knight trying to get the possession back, trying to jump that pass, but just tipped it out of bounds. Berchanti will inbound right at midcourt on the near side. He gets it into Cilia. Cilia left side to Fuller on the wing. Fuller steps into the perimeter. Jumper from the left side. Long distance two is good for Brayden Fuller. His first points. Makes it 38-27 with under 2 minutes to play. Wes Green leading. Wes Green breaking that pressure just barely after a tipped pass. As Burns is able to gather it. Up to Knight at midcourt now. Shipman left side, swing it to Allison, who takes it to the corner and will bring it back out beyond the perimeter. Shipman picks up his dribble at the top of the key, gets it to Allison in the midcourt logo. Lane Allison dribbling between his legs, one-on-one, finds Darren Knight left wing, who kicks it to Burns, drives baseline, floater from the left side, good for Parker Burns. He has 16 to lead all scorers. It's 40-27, Wes Green. Avella trying to answer back quickly with a three. It doesn't go for Celia. The offensive rebound and the putback no good underneath there from Bryce Wright. The rebound, though, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wes Green. We'll keep it with Avella as the Eagles will inbound along the baseline to the far side of their own basket. Quickly into Celia, then Berchanti top of the key to Fuller. Swinging around, it comes back to right near corner for three. That one was blocked by Burns. Rebound, then gathered by Burns. And as he's falling out of bounds, able to throw it off the leg of Wright and save the possession for the Pioneers with a minute to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Burns is doing a heck of a job right now. You mentioned he's leading all scorers. That's a hustle play right there.
And a foul called as Lane Allison was trying to get the ball up the floor. They'll charge this one on Celia, who picks up his second. And again, this is what we talked about, the bonus. Now with five fouls in the quarter, this will put Lane Allison at the line to shoot two. All of Allison's points, he has four, have come at the free throw line. He makes one there. Now five. Allison at the line for his second shot now. Off the rim and good. He has six. Allison will come out. Checking in is Chaucer Von Sayo, the freshman for West Green. No pressure here from the Pioneers. Under a minute to play, third quarter. West Green leading Avella 42-27. Ullum. Shot no good there by Avella. Nobody there around for the rebound except for Wassel. Now the full court pressure as the Pioneers get it across the timeline. Burns in the far corner. Brings it out. Top of the key. It's Shipman. One-handed pass to Knight on the left wing. Gives it in on the left block to Von Sayo, who can't handle the pass. Berchanti comes up with it. Stolen away by the Eagles. Here comes Avella. Far baseline, off the glass. It doesn't go for Wright. Burns with the rebound, though, for Wes Green. Still 24 seconds to go in this quarter. Full court pressure by Avella as Knight breaks it in front of the scorer's table. Brings it into the forecourt. His pass, though, up to Burns. Stolen away by Berchanti. Berchanti makes the layup from the left side. Wesley Berchanti now with six. Final 5 seconds. All kind of contact way away from the basketball. They call the foul up by the ball, though, as Berchanti and Burns were battling all the way in the backcourt here. It stops the clock with 3 seconds left in the quarter. Officials having a conversation between Burns and Berchanti. The foul, though, was called on Wassel, who picks up his first, and that was near the basketball. That gives Avella the ball to inbound here to the near side of their own basket along the baseline with just 3 seconds left in this third quarter.
They're going to have a chance to get a clean shot off.
Get it in, and it's knocked away by Durbin. And out of bounds, 1 second left on the clock now. They'll have to inbound from the far sideline right in front of their own bench.
Well, now they have a chance to get a not-so-clean shot off.
Yeah, just 1 second. Got to tip this one up. Fuller will key it in. Finds Berchanti, who gets the shot off but misses everything, and that's the end of the third quarter. With a score, West Green 42, Avella 29. We're back in a moment on greensports.net and WJPA.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com. Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Glad to have you along on our joint broadcast tonight on greensports.net and WJPA Radio in downtown Washington, 95.3 FM. The Avella Eagles trailing the West Greene Pioneers to start the fourth quarter, 42-29 in the first round of the Class 1A boys basketball playoffs. Bringing it across the timeline is Darren Knight as West Greene starts this quarter with the possession. Durbin in the paint, lost control of the ball, tries to toss it to Wassel in the far corner and overshoots the 6'4" center and goes out of bounds. They're going to say he overshot him because it was knocked away by Avella.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure there was contact with the ball there. It looked more like it was a blow across the arm, but no foul call.
Inbound pass comes to Lane Allison to Burns. Burns in the paint. High off the glass. It doesn't go. Rebound loose along the baseline. Saved by Burns, who gives it to Wassel, who puts it in. 44-29 in the first 30 seconds of the fourth quarter.
And that was the second big save we've seen Burns make in the last couple minutes of game time.
Fuller for three off the front of the iron. Rebound loose on the floor. They're going to call Wassel for the travel. Got the ball and fell to the ground. That's the right call. Had just picked it up as he was falling. Called for the travel as Avella now will keep the ball here along their own baseline. All the way out. Trigger comes in to Celia. Left side to right. He has three threes in this one. Going to try another one from the left wing, and that one rattles out. Burns with the rebound for the Pioneers. Bringing the ball up the floor here is Darren Knight. Right side to Durbin. All the way at the midcourt logo. Burns gives it to Wassel. Wassel gives it to Knight. Knight double team, had the ball knocked away. Wassel able to get it though. Feeds it to Durbin, who gives an elbow to Fuller. Nothing called. You can hear the boos from the Avella fans as Knight gets tied up with a jump ball. Oh boy, Durbin kind of gave a good old forearm and a shoulder there and nothing called.
Yeah, and Fuller was... he was ready for it. He kind of got into a defensive position that would put him in a spot to take an offensive foul, but no call there.
Arrow favors Avella. Eagles have to move here, trailing 44-29, 6.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. In the corner, long two, doesn't go for Ullum. And West Greene with the rebound. Here's Allison at midcourt. He gets it across the timeline. Allison, top of the key, will hand it off to Durbin. Durbin, right wing, gives it back to Allison. Swing it around the left side now to Knight. Knight, top of the key. One-on-one with Wright. Gives it into the corner to Burns. Burns, far side, brings it back out on the far right wing to Durbin. Bounce pass to Burns. Far baseline. Tries to kick it back out to Knight. Overshot it. Stolen away by Avella. Up the floor, a shot put up on the left side by Wright. That doesn't go. And Wassel with a huge block on Burchani. Draws the cheers from the West Greene crowd.
Yeah, I think Burchani thought he was going to be able to just go up easy with that, and Wassel, you just see a long arm come out of nowhere and reject that one.
Under 6 minutes to play in the game. 44-29 the score in favor of West Greene. Avella with the ball. Top of the key, Celia gives it inside to Day at the free throw line. Spins, takes it to the rim and scores. Good job by Cody Day to get around the defender, Wassel.
Yeah, good spin. Really left the defender in the dust.
West Green breaks the press. Burns puts on the brakes underneath the basket and draws the foul. They'll get Perchani with this one. It's his second. One on the floor as Burns in transition just put on the brakes at the right block and drew the contact. Now on the inbounds pass, there's another foul drawn by Burns. This time he'll get to shoot two. What a game by Parker Burns, the 6'2" junior forward, already with 16 points. Now we'll get to go to the free throw line to shoot two as Nate Celia's called with his third foul for Avella.
Defensively for Avella, we saw them play some pretty strong defense in the first quarter, not really allowing anything in the paint, but the last three quarters, West Green's just really been able to do what they want inside down low.
Burns, a 53% free throw shooter, makes the second one. He has 17 tonight. It's 45-31 West Green with under 5.5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Wide open underneath on the left block is Celia, who puts it off the glass and in. He's in double digits with 11. And Allison draws another foul on Burchani. In transition, Burchani throwing out the arm and drawing that contact. It'll be the third foul on Avella in this fourth quarter. Still over 5 minutes remaining. Oh, they called that on Wright. I'm sorry, not on Burchani. And offensive foul underneath on Lane Allison.
I'm not sure if they're calling that. Yeah, they are. That's his fourth.
That is the fourth foul for Lane Allison. West Green doing it mostly without their top scorer. Allison with just 6 points off the free throw line tonight. Feed inside goes to nobody from Fuller. Nobody home as that one's just thrown away. And Lane Allison, I think, is going to come out of this game as Shipman checks in. Allison going to go to the bench. 5 minutes to play. 45-33 West Green. Winner moves on to face the number one overall seed, Amani Christian. And a foul in the backcourt on Fuller this time. That is his fourth. And that is four team fouls now on Avella. As the Eagles drawing these fouls in the backcourt, trying to apply the full court pressure.
Yeah, they're really just, they're keeping pressure, which is what you want to do in the full court defense. They're just not letting go when they need to.
Durbin finds Burns breaking into the forecourt, who just brings the ball back out to Knight. Knight uses a screen, has it poked away by Burchani. Burchani, last one to touch it as it goes out of bounds. Here to inbound is Durbin along the baseline. Has to get it in, does to Burns. Burns kicks it back out to Knight, who leaves it for Durbin. Bounce pass to Knight as Durbin hit the deck. To Shipman, who gets it past the defender, and then Burchani with his quick arms knocks that pass away that was intended for Burns. It will stay with West Green here with 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter.
West Green has done a solid job. Avella really trying to pressure them both in the full court and half court, but they've been able to protect it here in this fourth quarter.
Durbin has to get it in. Just barely does, and again, it's knocked away. Off of Avella will stay with West Green. The Pioneers inbounding along the near sideline. Or they put this one along the baseline in the very near corner. Almost like a corner kick here. The inbound, they got to get it in. They do quickly to Durbin, who falls to the floor. Knight found Durbin, but Durbin was falling already when he caught it. Right along the baseline, and if it's not a travel, he was out of bounds anyway. Avella ball now with 4:35 to play. Trailing 45-33, ball knocked, and they're going to, who did this go out on? Say it went out on West Green. Stay with Avella here in the forecourt as the Eagles will inbound in front of their cheerleaders on the far side. And a timeout taken by Avella, full timeout. Under 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame, Eagles trail West Green 45-33 here on greensports.net and WJPA.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you,
peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Special thanks to all of our sponsors making tonight's broadcast possible, especially our presenting sponsors, First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and the CNX Foundation. 4:28 to play, fourth quarter. West Greene leading Avella 45-33. Out of the full Avella timeout, Eagles still have two remaining. Avella will have the basketball.
We've seen Avella be able to make some threes. They're going to kind of need them if they're not able to get some opportunities at the rim.
Down by 12. Here's a three right here. That one doesn't go, though, for Fuller. Rebound into the corner, picked up by Durbin of West Greene. Pioneers can bring it the other way. Eagles still with this full court pressure. Knight able to get it across the timeline, though. Gives it to Shipman in the paint. His shot is blocked, and then a jump ball on the rebound. Arrow will keep it with West Greene. As that was good defense by Avella as Shipman had that ball in the paint.
Lots of tip balls for Avella. They just have been at split second too late on many of them, not able to complete the steals.
Halfway through the fourth quarter. Bounce pass into Burns, stolen away by Celia. Celia off to the races. Durbin trying to catch up with him, and Durbin will foul it.
Well, as I say that, they throw it away. West Greene does on the inbounds pass.
That is the fourth foul on Patrick Durbin. So two of West Greene starters with four fouls, Durbin and Allison, as Celia, Avella's leading scorer, is at the free throw line. He has 11. Chance for two more here. The first one rattles out. Second opportunity here for Celia. That one is good for the 6-foot sophomore guard. He has a dozen. It's 45-34, and a timeout taken by West Greene before the 5-second call. 11-point lead for West Greene. We're back in a moment on greensports.net and WJPA.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Winner of tonight's game moves on to play Wednesday night. Location and time still to be determined. We know the winner will play the number one overall seed, Imani Christian Academy, one of two teams to receive a bye in the 1A bracket, the other being Neighborhood Academy, who awaits the winner of Aquinas in California. Out of the West Greene timeout, Pioneers able to get it in. Still the full court pressure here from Avella as we're halfway through the fourth quarter, and the Eagles will foul. That is five team fouls now on Avella that will put West Greene at the free throw line the rest of the way in the bonus.
And right there, that was just not a necessary foul from Avella. They got got Shipman to pick up his dribble past the midcourt, but right near it, which is where you want a guy to get stuck at, but just kept reaching at it, and you can't do that. You're going to get called for that foul every time.
The foul on Eli Maidment, who just checked in. Maidment now comes out, and they put Fuller at the line. Shot good for Shipman. 5'7 sophomore guard. Shipman makes the second. He has six tonight. It's 47-34. Bryce Wright with the ball for Avella. Gives it back to Fuller. Fuller left wing. Bounce pass into the paint. Picked up there by Bell. He spins around, gives it back to Wright. Right now to Celia, right side. There's another three for Nate Celia. He has 15 points tonight for Avella. Four triples in this one.
That 2-3 zone from West Green. You'll get open shots on the wing, and right there, Celia got one.
Fast break for the Pioneers. They break the press, and Burns easily lays it up and in. He has 19, and then pass thrown away there by Avella. Gives the ball right back to the Pioneers after that fast break. It's 49-37. West Green inbound to the backcourt. Up the near side is Darren Knight. Knight dribbling one-on-one with Celia. Gets a screen. Oh, they call that an offensive foul on Parker Burns on a moving screen as he stepped up there. That's his third.
Yeah, that's a call you don't see too often, and I don't know if that was too egregious to make that call.
Knight almost stole the ball away. Avella able to save the possession. Long fadeaway jumper by Burchani. Misses everything short. Offensive rebound, though, for the Eagles. Celia with it. Cross-court pass. It comes to Fuller. He drives near baseline. He throws it all the way across the court. Now to Wright. Wright in the paint. Puts a shoulder down. Draws contact. Nothing called. Shot no good. Shipman had the rebound. Had it stolen away, though, by Wright. Back out to Fuller for three. Left side. That doesn't go. Parker Burns with a strong rebound, though, for the Pioneers. 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Pioneers lead by a dozen. Durbin has to get it across the timeline and does. Into the near corner to Burns, who brings it back out to Durbin. Durbin hands that ball off. Now with it is Wassel. West Green playing way out by midcourt here as they try to waste some time, and a timeout taken by the Pioneers. Just over 2 minutes remaining. West Green leads by a dozen here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Glad to have you along here on greensports.net, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio, 95.3 FM in downtown Washington. Thanks to our whole crew here tonight. Bill Chapo in the studios in Washington. I'm Nate Rigotti. Jack Sacco, my partner. Eric Bennett running the computer tonight for the NFHS broadcast. And Brandon Bennett and Cole Leathers on the cameras. Thanks to those guys as well. Out of the timeout, West Green's basketball leading by 12, 49-37, with over 2 minutes remaining in the game. Durbin, he's fouled from behind. Slapped his hand, did Bryce Wright. And that will put Durbin at the free throw line, looking for his first points of the contest. Third foul on Wright. Again, West Green in the bonus the rest of the way here with 2 minutes to play. Durbin's first shot is good. Patrick Durbin, a 44% free throw shooter on the season, averages 7 points a game. Second shot is good as well for Patrick Durbin. He now has a deuce in the score sheet. Burchani with it now for Avella. Left wing. Inside it goes to Day. Day kicks it back out. Celia for three. That one an air ball. It's rebounded by Durbin. And Durbin fouled in the backcourt. He'll go back to the free throw line here. Avella just desperate to stop the clock now with just 1:42 remaining in the ball game.
Yeah, the wind of Avella's offense has really been taken out of the sails. They just really, at this point, need a miracle, need to shoot a bunch of threes, as they just haven't been able to get West Green to turn the ball over.
First shot good for Durbin. He now has three. He's three for three at the line here in this fourth quarter. second shot. That one doesn't go. It's 52-37. West Green leading Avella now by 15. Quick three in the far corner. Doesn't go for Bryce Wright. Rebound in the putback. There is good for Burchani, and a quick timeout taken by Avella. We'll take 1-2 here at West Green in Rogersville. The Pioneers just a minute and a half away from advancing in the Class 1A boys basketball playoffs. It's West Green 52, Avella 39 here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The West Green Pioneers have led for the majority, or actually all, of this ball game. The Pioneers started out the game with an 8-0 lead at the end of one, 25-17 at the end of the first half. Outscored Avella 17-12 in the third quarter. And now here in the fourth quarter, still leading 52-39 with just a minute and a half remaining in the game. West Green will have the ball here. Have to go and inbound it the whole way as Durbin floats one all the way across midcourt to Parker Burns. Burns tries to hand it back off to Durbin, but it's stolen away. Bryce Wright takes it all the way to the rim and scores. Bryce Wright in double digits with 11, makes it 52-41. It's still an 11-point differential here as the Eagles will foul once again. And going back to the free throw line will be Patrick Durbin, who's 3-for-4 in the fourth quarter at the courtesy stripe. Burchani picks up his third foul.
And the Avella pressure, once again, they had the man trapped in the corner, just got a little too grabby.
Here's Durbin once again, makes that one. He now has four. Leading scorer in the game is Parker Burns with 19. The end of this one, we'll name our McCracken Pharmacy and CCBC player of the game. Second one, no good there by Durbin. Burchani with the rebound. Quick three by Celia. That one doesn't go. Durbin with the rebound. Falling out of bounds along the baseline. Tosses that one off the leg of Burchani. Well, there's a conversation there. That's West Green's ball. Yep, it is. Pioneers will keep the possession here. 1:04 left on the clock. Quick inbound to Durbin, and Durbin is pushed in front of the West Green bench. This foul going to be called on Cody Day. Avella just using up all of its fouls now to try to stop the clock. Exactly 1 minute remaining in the ball game. It's 53-41. Back to the free throw line once again is Patrick Durbin. This is his fourth trip in as many minutes. He makes the first one. He has 5 points, all of them here at the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Shot up and good there for Durbin. He has six. It's 55-41, under a minute to play now. Avella with the ball. Long two from just past the left elbow. Doesn't go for Fuller. Rebound for Wassel. Allison off to the races, and he's fouled. Lane Allison will go to the free throw line for West Green. All of his points tonight are at the free throw line. A quiet night for Allison after he got into foul trouble earlier on in the ball game. Celia picks up his fourth foul. And a chance for Allison to really put this game away. Already a 14-point lead. Make it 15 as Allison makes the first one.
Yeah, credit to the rest of the West Green lineup for stepping up in the absence of their leading scorer.
Second one rattles out there for Allison. Burchani goes coast to coast and count the bucket. They'll call the foul on Wassel. Burchani drive in there. and head to the free throw line.
Strong finish through contact from Bertanti, despite moving pretty quickly into the lane.
And one shot goes. He has 11. It's now 56-44 with 45 seconds to go. Avella still with the full court pressure, and they'll foul again. This time getting a trip to the free throw line is Darren Knight. Knight, the 5'5 sophomore guard. 3-for-3 in the ball game thus far. His first trip here in the fourth quarter to the line, though. Foul, by the way, called on Maidman, who picks up his second. 41 seconds to play. Knight at the line, a 64% free throw shooter. Makes the first. Second one is short. Rebounded by Perchani. Under 40 seconds to play. Perchani, desperation three is good from straight on. Now with 14 points, makes it 57-47. And ball knocked out of bounds by Perchani. Wesley Perchani, the only senior in this ball game, scoring 8 points in this fourth quarter, trying to keep Avella in it. Still down by 10, 30 seconds to play. Knight in the backcourt, gets it up to Allison. Allison in the paint, dribbles around, just going to play keep away now to Durbin. And that's going to be tipped into the backcourt. Allison able to gather it to Burns, wide open in the far corner. And Wes Green just going to play keep away. And Avella will foul, and that will draw some cheers from the Wes Green crowd. With 9 seconds left on the clock, the Pioneers will get two more free throws, and the Avella Eagles realizing their demise.
That was a smart play by the junior Lane Allison. Had a pretty open lane to the basket, but decided to completely reverse course and go out to the three-point line to let the time tick down.
Who else at the free throw line to end this ball game? Parker Burns, the junior, with 19 points here tonight, really stepped up in the absence of Lane Allison, who sat most of the game in foul trouble. Burns makes the first, now has 20. Second shot up, doesn't go. Final 9 seconds. Avella will bring the ball down the floor. A three by Perchani at the end, doesn't go. Rebound batted around, and that's going to be the ball game. Your final score, West Green 58, Avella 47. The Pioneers move on in the Class 1A Boys Basketball Playoffs. We'll be back to recap this one here in a moment on greensports.net and WJPA.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Back here in Rogersville, the West Green Pioneers moving on in the Class 1A Boys Basketball Playoffs. They will face Imani Christian Academy on Wednesday night. Imani getting the first round bye as the Pioneers defeat Avella 58-47. Really, Avella dug themselves a hole in the early going, Jack, not putting up a single point in the first quarter. And they were really never able to crawl back even close to the Pioneers.
Yeah, for that first quarter, it was their defense that actually did a solid job. They held West Green to just 8 points. But from that point on in the game, when their offense finally picked it up after that terrible first quarter offensively, their defense started to fall apart. We spoke to West Green coach Jim Romanis before the game. He wanted to create opportunities inside, down in the paint. And in the final three quarters, that's what he did. And Avella really just didn't have an answer for that.
West Green outscores Avella 8-0 in the first. They're even at 17 apiece in the second. West Green outscores Avella in the third, 17-12. Avella does get the best of West Green in the fourth, 18-16. Final score tonight, 58-47. For Avella, leading scorers, Nate Cilia had 15, four three-pointers for the sophomore Cilia. Berchani ends up with 14 points after a strong fourth quarter as the senior, the only senior in this entire game, Wesley Berchani, plays his final one in an Eagles basketball uniform. And Bryce Wright with 11 points for the Eagles, three guys in double digits. For the Pioneers, leading scorer, Parker Burns with 20 points. And, you know, I think it's appropriate now to name our player of the game, presented by McCracken Pharmacy and the Community College of Beaver County.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Tonight's player of the game presented by McCracken Pharmacy and the Washington County College Center. Who else but Parker Burns, 20 points tonight to lead all scorers. Had 10 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Really, really great game for the junior tonight, Jack.
Yeah, he really just put it all out there tonight. Had some big-time hustle plays that really didn't even lead to scores for himself, but led to changes of possession for his own team. He had the one play down here on the near side for me, saving it from going out of bounds, stealing a possession away, throwing it off of the Avella player. And then on the other end, he created a basket for his teammate, saving one from going out of bounds and passing it in. And he really just offensively had a strong night.
Congratulations to Parker Burns, our player of the game, presented by Washington County College Center and McCracken Pharmacy. 20 points for Burns, 13 points for Darren Knight tonight, 6 apiece for Shipman and Durbin, 6 for Wassel as well. It's Lane Allison with just 7 points on the score sheet here tonight, all of them coming at the free throw line. Allison got into some foul trouble early in the game, spent most of that second quarter on the bench, and that's really where Parker Burns stepped up in this one for West Green to lead them to this victory.
Yeah, Burns stepped in as that main kind of offensive threat, getting downhill, creating some plays down in the low on the low block. We saw some nice plays from Matthew Wassel on the defensive end. He had a couple really nice blocks, most notably the one down here against Wesley Berchanti, who kind of thought he was wide open, and Wassel came through and just denied it when it was put up to the basket.
Avella falls to 9-14. That's how they finish their season. The Pioneers improve their record to 16-8 overall this year. And again, we'll face Amani Christian Academy on Wednesday night, February 21st. A time and location still to be determined in that Class 1A bracket. Amani, the favorite coming into the year, really preseason, and as the playoffs start, a tough task ahead for the Pioneers. But we saw West Green beat Manesson earlier this year, a really good Greyhounds team, and we'll see if the Pioneers maybe can shock Amani on Wednesday night. Just want to thank everybody as part of our crew here. Once again, my partner, Jack Sacco, Eric and Brandon Bennett, our producer and cameraman, and Cole Leathers, his first time working with us tonight on the camera as well on the NFHS Network, and, of course, our friend Bill Chapo back in our downtown Washington studios. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by our presenting sponsors, First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Also by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington and on Main Street in Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. By 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. By JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. And by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Really cool to have everybody with us here on this joint broadcast between greensports.net and the and WJPA Radio and the NFHS Network. For my partner, Jack Sacco, I'm Nate Rigotti, signing off. The West Green Pioneers defeat Avella 58-47.